When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Becky, Armani's C is a cult classic in the world of fragrance. Can you give us a bit of background?
Yes. So it launched in 2013 and C has become hugely popular for its scent, but also its messaging. Created to capture the feeling of sophistication, it symbolises independence and strength by encouraging you to say C to life.
Can you tell me why the scent itself is so different from everything else?
Messaging aside, it was also one of the first floral fragrances to have a point of difference. Never sickly sweet, C has warmer notes of musk, vanilla and blackcurrant for a bit of depth. It's now so popular that the C range has rapidly expanded, catering to all tastes.
So you say the C range has expanded. How so?
Since launching, there have been 5 iterations of this cult classic, with the latest edition C Passione Eclat. Sophisticated and elegant, it still maintains all the loved qualities of the original, with a new bright and luminous rose duo bringing a lighter, feminine floral scent.
Sounds great. Anything else worth noting?
You can find out more about the Giorgio Armani C range by heading over to www.armanibeauty.co.uk.
What you want to read on holiday, like, was absorbed in
it. It's a navy blazer. Yeah. But it's so much more.
No, yeah. I'll send you the recipe.
That sounds so good.
And I would say, yes, I did know pretty quickly.
I knew you were going to say that.
That's amazing.
You're listening to the Sherlux podcast, your guide to a more stylish life.
Hello and welcome to the Sherlux team podcast with me, Heather Steele. Today I'm joined by Lou Huff and Tor West.
Hiya.
Hi, this is so exciting, Heather, your first hosting podcast.
Yeah, it does feel strange to be...
Heather's in the hot seat.
Yeah, I am actually in a different chair.
You are. You're feeling scary, like Charlotte. I feel intimidated.
You look very comfortable in it.
Oh, thank you. Well, let's see how it all goes. But no, exciting. Just before the podcast started, we were practicing with the mics and then Tor started talking about an amazing breakfast thing she made. But then we decided we should wait and talk about it now because it sounded like great advice.
Yeah, so. I mean, I feel like the kind of the generic test the mic question is, what did you have for breakfast? Heather's always like, I had black coffee. And I always say overnight oats. And I do always have overnight oats because I think it's just such a yummy thing to make. And then Lou, you said that you've had some quite yummy, like, Bircher style.
Yeah, and is overnight oats the same as Bircher muesli?
Different.
Oh, interesting.
Well, I think overnight oats are so versatile. Like, you can make it, like, Bircher-esque.
Okay. Makes it Bircher-esque?
I think Bircher is, like, really kind of Swiss. And it's got, like, grated apple, oats, nuts.
Yeah.
It's kind of...
Quite
yoghurty with some like dried fruit and that kind of thing. Whereas I think for me, overnight oats is more oat based.
Okay.
So in a massive blender, so like the bigger kind of Nutribullet style, the bigger one, I put in like 2 or 3 bananas, loads or like 5 or 6 servings of protein powder, almond milk and cinnamon, and then I use that as the to soak the oats in with more almond milk.
Okay. And how many portions does that make?
A lot, like at well. Me and Tim have it every day, so at least probably like 10.
And
so
you don't add any extra fruit to that?
And then I may either have, and then I have fruit on top.
Okay.
So either like a compote I've made or like some other kind of berries or something. It's just, and it's always there.
So you'd make it on, say, a Sunday night, and then it's, because I always think in my head, like, maybe you've got to have it the next day, so it might be a bit of a faff to do it every overnight.
No, honestly, it's super easy. And you can just be so versatile with it. If you've got, like, sometimes I do, like, if I've got chia seeds, I throw them in. If I've got, like, oat bran, flaxseed, you can kind of mix it up.
Okay.
But I can't go too out there because Tim notices, he's like, why does this, what are these black things? You're trying to poison me. I'm like, no, too much chia seeds.
Why is it green today? Spirulina.
Chia seeds always get stuck in my teeth and then they expand. I'm like, oh my God, there's like frogs in my mouth. What is this? When we were in LA, we went for an amazing breakfast at the new Maybourne Hotel.
Oh,
whenever I go out for breakfast, I don't know if you guys have this, I feel this like pressure to have something really interesting that you'd never normally have. But then I'm always drawn to things that I just generally really want, which is normally like pastries, avo on toast or... Actually, maybe not, but Bircher muesli was basically on the menu. I thought, oh, that actually sounds really nice. And it was so delicious. And you're right, it had maybe grated apple and perhaps pear as well.
Nice. So I love pears.
I love pears.
So good. I love pears.
And then it had almond butter and bananas and then like big hazelnuts on top. Oh. And it was just phenomenal.
That sounds really good. That sounds really good.
And I wish I'd asked them how they made it.
Well, just use Tor's method.
Yeah, or just try and recreate it. That's really easy.
So with Bircher, do you think...
They always seem to soak it in apple juice. In my head, I'm like, fruit juice. Yeah. So I just feel it adds so much sugar. But I mean,
I might just give it a go. Because yeah, I think doing that and then maybe like... adding some like Greek yogurt or whatever the next morning to make it a bit thicker.
Delicious.
Well, we're on the subject of LA, Lou. You came back last week, was it? You arrived back? Maybe the week before?
It feels actually now like it was a really long time ago, which is really sad. I'm getting LA blues. Oh. Charlotte's actually there at the moment, so I've like passed the baton.
Yeah. Hence why I'm here today, everyone. But yeah, no, so what was good?
It was amazing. I went a couple of years ago on a work trip. We were shooting a campaign out there, and my role like as part of that campaign was to basically to get all the blog content. So basically it was amazing. I had to go around like and blog the kind of the best restaurants, like shopping areas, and kind of cover so much ground. So that was amazing. But I think I was maybe like 23 and I didn't really appreciate it. And my husband's wanted to go for ages.
Also, pre-COVID travel is just so different.
Yeah.
I feel like now you probably went with a completely different hat on.
And also over the last couple of years, everywhere that we've been on holiday has very much been like a holiday destination, and people that are there are tourists and everyone's there on holiday, you know, doing the same thing. Whereas here was very different because obviously, you know, people live there and they have careers there. And so it was very different kind of slotting your life into that rather than a standard, you know, go to the beach, sit by the pool, read a book, which I normally love. So it was really great. We stayed in Malibu first, an amazing hotel called Surf Rider, and the weather was incredible. So that was a real bonus. And then we went to Santa Barbara, which I've never been to before.
I love Santa Barbara so much.
I genuinely think it is one of my favourite places I've ever been.
It's amazing. I went with the girls 4 years ago, but we were only there for one night.
Yeah.
But we all like left to go on to San Fran, I think it was. And we're all just little, at the end of the holiday, like, ooh, if we'd have done it all again, it was great. But we just spent a couple more days.
Oh my God. Someone asked me actually the other day, like, why I've wanted to go there so much. And I was like, I'm a real fan of Nancy Meyers movies. And that is basically the reason I've always wanted to go. And it is so beautiful. It's obviously right by the sea, but it's not as like buzzy and hectic as LA. The architecture is beautiful. There's a lot of Spanish influences. There's amazing foodie scene.
Yeah.
Really lovely. Like they're kind of like shopping little villages. It's very cute and quaint. And yeah, it was just the first place I've been to in a long time where I've thought I could really see myself living here.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was
nice.
And then we ended up in West Hollywood, so kind of more like central LA. Oh. And we like did a hike and, you know, did the shops and stuff, which was really fun, but way more hectic.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a really amazing trip. Really enjoyed it. And yeah, just seeing the sun was just, I came back feeling really refreshed.
Were you there for like 6-7 days?
We had 7 full days, and obviously it's kind of like an 11-12 hour flight, so kind of 2 days of traveling either side, which I was really nervous about. I haven't done a long flight in such a long time, and I don't know, just thinking about being like stuck on a plane for 11 hours is quite long.
But it was well worth it.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you got anything else booked for the summer?
We are going to France with my family in July.
Oh, nice.
Finally with my niece and nephew.
Oh,
it was kind
nice.
Of the trip we were meant to do a few years ago. And then we've booked to go to Italy in September to a hotel we've been to a number of times.
I was going to say, is the one you've told me about before?
Which, the one outside Lucca, that one.
Yes,
that one.
So yeah, absolutely buzzing to go back because we haven't been back since married.
Lots to look forward to there.
Yeah, what about you guys? Have you got any trip planned?
No, we've got a very quiet summer. I think we're going to try and go away in September, I think.
Nice.
Like once everything like costs less.
Yeah.
It's a really good time to go.
I think so. I'm going to, my parents are going to Spain. We've got a place out there. They're going for like the whole of July. And me and my sister are going to go with her little girl, like a fam, just a girl, like a girl's thing.
Sweet.
For like a long, long weekend in July. So that'd be lovely. But yeah, but nothing till September.
What about you, Heather?
So I've also got an America trip coming up. I think I spoke about it very briefly on the podcast a few months ago. But we're going to Oregon and Washington. So
north
of where you were. Yeah, so sort of Seattle, Portland, and then down the Oregon coast.
Oh, I really want to go to Portland.
Yes, me too. I've wanted to go for a long time. So yeah, excited about it. But we're still in the sort of booking stages at the moment. And everything has got a lot more expensive out there, hasn't it?
Oh my God.
Since the last time I went.
That was actually a real shock, I think. You totally forget about the tax and the tipping as well. And you think something costs one thing, yeah, and it costs so much more. Like, I remember there was one place we went and a bottle of fizzy water came to $12.
Ooh.
Like, obscene.
Yeah.
Really
even
obscene.
Trying to book the hotels and accommodation now, even like motels, camping sites, yeah, for doing it all. But yeah, like, you're like, okay, that's the price. And then you go to like check, yeah, out, and then it's like state tax, normal tax, everything else.
Yeah, there's
else,
like seven different taxes, yeah, that they add on to everything.
And different in different states as well. Mm. But yeah, so that's not worrying, but you know, I'm, yeah, very aware that it is probably going to be quite a pricey holiday. Yeah. But
how long are you going for?
Just over 2 weeks.
So, oh yeah, my God, Heather, that's so fun.
Yeah, right. So me and my boyfriend have got to learn how to drive a car again, so that's fun. Okay. But no.
And on the other side of the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh my, yeah, God. That, yes, that would really terrify me.
It's an automatic. Hopefully we'll be fine.
Fine.
We'll report back. But no, exciting.
What
but,
month are you going?
End of next month, end of June.
In like a month's time.
Yeah, that's why I'm a bit like, got lots to book.
Oh my God, no, that excited, is going to be so exciting.
Excited. Anyway, to this weekend, Tor, you were at a wedding this
weekend.
I had
weekend, a wedding on Saturday.
It looked amazing.
Really fun. Yeah, it was super fun. The weather was it was like perfect wedding weather. It was like not too hot, not too cold. It was lovely. Really fun. Love a wedding.
What did you wear?
I wore a dress from Warehouse, actually.
It was lovely. And I saw it in,
yeah,
Instagram.
It was kind of like metallic-y. I felt, I don't know, I spent so long looking on Her Collective, and I spoke about this with Polly on a podcast the other day about renting something, and I didn't in the end, only because I just felt it was still really expensive. Mm. And by the time you add on the dry clean, it's like, sounds like you're checking out from the States. Like, there was just, I felt it was like 120 quid, and I was like, I'd rather just buy a dress. It felt like a lot of money to throw,
yeah,
for like a one, mm-hmm, use thing. So I bought one.
I think if you're going to wear the one you've bought again, like, yeah, you know, that.
Yeah, I'll definitely wear it again. Yeah. But yeah, really fun. Yesterday was just chilled. Mm. Sat in the garden for quite a long time. Just...
Was it a London wedding? Or was
no,
it,
no, like ran near us,
okay,
in Surrey. So nice. Got to go home afterwards, which was ideal.
How's your garden looking at the moment, Tor?
It's looking good, thank you. Looking good. I feel it's a bit of a dead time at the moment because like spring flowers are like dying and summer things are like just about to come in. But yeah, I fed everything and everything's looking good.
Amazing.
Ready to go.
Peony season's well and truly started, which makes, yeah, me so excited.
Very excited. My peonies are still kind of getting there. So.
Okay.
But do you find it exciting? Because, yeah, like you sort of potted it all yourself,
yeah,
relatively
so
recently.
Satisfying.
And this is the first sort of summer you're seeing it all kind of,
yeah,
come up.
Yeah, the last summer was a bit of, it was more like an experiment. Yeah. It was like, what the hell am I doing? Whereas now, I mean, still don't know what I'm doing, but I kind of have a bit more of an idea. And like know where in the garden is better than other places for certain things and that kind of thing. Like where gets the sun, where gets the shade. Yeah. And Heather, how's you're growing some things as well, aren't you?
Sort of. Basically, it's a work in progress, but the balcony is like the next project because it's sort of very, very shady, but
okay,
the idea, we've ordered some window boxes to put on the outside of the railing,
yeah, like hanging,
so that we've
like
got
out, like hanging,
yeah,
bins,
hang it,
yeah,
out instead of in, so that we can sort of maximize the space.
Stunning.
On the actual balcony. But
that's nice.
Yeah, the thing is, we've got loads of plants on the balcony from Lidl because we've got a Lidl around the corner.
Yeah.
We keep being like, ooh, look at these, but we haven't actually done anything with them,
okay,
yet. But yeah, not this, I think that Jubilee long weekend,
yeah,
that's my project
next,
I think,
weekend,
for those, exactly, for those 4 or 5 days off.
So gonna, excited, that's next weekend.
What are you guys getting involved with, any Jubilee celebrations?
No, I don't know, like I'm not going to a street party, like we're going back to Bristol. I'm quite excited to like watch something on the telly.
Yeah,
I don't know, is there something I should really be doing?
Well, I don't know. Heather, are you doing anything?
No, which I'm disappointed about because I really thought, so when VE Day was going to happen in 2020, the street that we just moved onto was going to do like a street party for that. And I was like, oh, we can meet all the neighbours. Obviously, didn't really ever meet anyone properly because of lockdown.
Yeah.
Couldn't exactly go knock on everyone's doors. But I feel like since then, I've never really, I see all the same people, but not enough to like say hello
to. I thought
your
street was doing a street party.
No, so did I, but they're not.
Oh.
Like, I'm just waiting for someone to like, to kick something off. Because
maybe it's going to have to be you.
Oh, I'm just not very good at
Can't
that.
Can't be asked.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
Not are really. You?
We're not actually. There's loads going on in our village. Like, we get like leaflets through the door all the time. There's so many things going on, like picnic here, procession here, like fete here, and so much. Actually, we're going away on Wednesday night, going to the Lake District,
okay,
for the weekend. I'm hoping they'll be also quite,
yeah,
like British, and I'm hoping,
yeah,
we'll just stumble across
something.
Cute,
something. Yeah.
I'm sure we'll, yeah, all stumble into something whether we want to or not. Sure.
Yeah. I watched a little bit of the, was it a concert that was on TV?
On
Gogglebox.
Yeah.
And it was hilarious watching like Queenie's reaction to the performances.
Yeah.
So
I was in fits watching that as well.
It was so
it was really funny.
It
was really funny.
Is there anything, random, Heather, that we shouldn't miss on telly?
Not especially.
No.
It's just kind of, you know, the Trooping of the Colour, which they do every year
and
on
the
Friday,
that's on
Friday. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's like what they usually do around her birthday.
Okay.
And there's
World
like
Family
another
stuff
concert going on as well, isn't,
yeah,
there?
Party
and
at the Palace.
Yeah. So I think there'll be things on every day, you know, various guises.
But I remember the last Jubilee. I like got the train up and was like walking around the streets. And do you remember that pageant down the river?
Wasn't it raining? Yeah.
That was so fun. Yeah. But maybe I was just young then and was up for doing things.
The weather doesn't look amazing.
Does it not?
No, I think it's like 19, 20 at the moment. I mean, fine.
That's okay. That's all right.
As long as it's not like worse. Yeah, the last one I remember that flotilla, like poor Prince Philip and the Queen getting absolutely pelted.
God. Well, at least there's we've actually got a duvet day on the Wednesday, which is very exciting.
Thank you, Sherlock.
So I feel like there's 5 days. Hopefully one of them will be nice weather.
It's got to be.
If not, we'll have to make it a proper duvet day.
There we go. Speaking of which, what TV have you guys been watching?
I just finished Conversations with Friends.
We were going to chat about that last week, weren't we? But we were like, as in the office, just the two of us, we were like, hang on, we're doing the podcast next week. I haven't got to the ending yet. I've got a couple more episodes to go. But what's your final thoughts?
So the beginning, I thought, I haven't read the book. I spoke about this last week. But at the beginning, I thought it was quite slow. It's very hard to not compare it to Normal People.
It's impossible.
Anyway, I often get to the point of a series where you're kind of like, I've given it so much time, I just need to now see it through to the end. I think overall, I found it quite disappointing. It's so slow. As you said in your review, their relationship, you were so much more invested in their relationship. Although I have to say that at the very end, the last 5 minutes, I really cried. So it kind of did it for me. I don't know.
It still hit you.
It hit me. Yeah.
But it might have taken a while to get there.
But I didn't really believe the passion in a number of the relationships that happen throughout the series. And that, I think, was the real downfall for me.
Same for me. Are you feeling the same?
Yeah, because I personally just didn't fancy Nick at all.
Yeah.
And not even like looks wise, but just in general, he doesn't seem like this sort of powerful, interesting, captivating older man, which he's meant to be in the book. So I kind of struggled to see how that worked, I suppose.
I think Frances is incredible.
Yes,
apparently it's her first role out of drama school.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And I think she plays the part so well, and blown away by her, actually. But also then the relationship she has with her best friend, I didn't quite believe that, and like the love, their kind of ex-lovers and best friends, and there's sort of still something there between them. I didn't quite believe that. I don't know. I was a bit disappointed, to be honest.
Tor, have you seen any of
it? No, I haven't. I loved the book, and I actually hated Normal People, the book. So I'm really hoping I'm going to enjoy. I enjoyed Normal People, but I only watched it because everyone was talking about it.
And,
but I think I want to give it a go.
I was going to say, I still think it's worth a watch.
It's
probably something that everyone will watch once, whereas I think I know other people who've watched Normal People a few times.
Like, Normal People really stayed with me, and I think about it a lot, and I often think like, oh, I'd love to go back and do that now. Whereas I know, you know, past like 2 weeks, I'm not going to think about these characters again.
I have just finished Anatomy of a Scandal, which I know probably everyone has seen and spoken about, but it was good. Like, it's so easy. No confusing plot line or anything, so I enjoyed that. And actually last Tuesday I went to see Oklahoma at the Young Vic.
Yes, how was that? That's one of the things on at the moment I'm really keen to see.
You should go. It's well, I say it was good. I gave it like 6.5 out of 10.
Okay.
I didn't love it. It's a very like very modern like interpretation, and it's such a kind of classic, like Rodgers and Hammerstein, it's, you know, it's a kind of like stalwart of that era. To me, it was like too interpretive.
Right.
But it was very cool. And I love the Young Vic.
It's my favourite theatre, I think. They always manage to do such amazing staging there.
Yeah, I agree. And it's just got a really nice vibe. It's not pretentious.
Yeah.
The bar and restaurant's really fun. Yeah. We had like dinner there before. But yeah, I'm not sure it was my vibe. I appreciated it.
Okay.
And actually one of the girls, and it's come straight from Broadway. Mm. So lots of the cast had been over there, and it was like their like UK debut, which was really cool.
I haven't been to the theatre for a little while. I think it's
God, I've been in ages. Polly, Charlotte, and I are going to see Six.
Have you seen it before?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's so good.
I'm really, really excited.
You'll love it.
There's a few musicals I'm desperate to see, and I'm way more of a musical fan than a proper theatre
Six as well. It's like 1 hour and 10 minutes, just non-stop fun. It's really good.
And Heather, you were at the O2 last night.
I was, yeah. So I went to go see the Pet Shop Boys last night.
Fun.
Really, really good. Yeah, really good. I'm very familiar with them, but it is just hit after hit for 2 hours. Mm. Like, they've not got any bad songs. It was great. But also, I was just really struck because obviously the O2 is a humongous venue, but it was full and like everyone was just so happy to be here.
Were you standing or sitting?
We were seated quite high. We had like terrible tickets, but you know, you could still see and watch and stuff.
Is that the first big concert you've been to?
Probably one that size, yeah. Okay. I mean, I've been to quite a few now.
Did you feel like vulnerable or
no, no. Like everyone totally fine. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we did tests before we went just to be, because we were seeing my boyfriend's mum and yeah. stuff, so just to be careful. But no,
my
joyous, to be honest. It was really nice actually seeing that many people all together, yeah. like singing and dancing, and I think having a better time than they would have done because people aren't taking it for granted yeah. yet, are they? It was great.
My husband did the Hackney Half yesterday, and that's probably the first big crowd that I've been in a couple of years. But kind of going into it, I felt quite nervous, and then you kind of like look around, you're like, this is just like so weird that this used to be like you would never even think twice about it, and now there's so many people around.
Yeah,
okay, and you sat on a plane for 12 hours,
but you're not like as on top of each other. And also I think there were like 50,000 people doing this, whereas on the plane there's definitely not that many people.
Yeah, it's funny how quickly your brain forgets it all and yeah. slots back in and it's normal.
Yeah.
Great, shall we answer some questions? You two might be good at this one. Honeymoon recommendations for September, early October.
Ooh.
Any ideas?
We did our honeymoon last September in Italy. I think September is a really lovely time to travel to Europe because kids have kind of gone back to school and it's always still really lovely weather, but not like extreme August heat.
Yeah.
Often you can get a bit better availability and prices-ish in hotels, especially if you go like end of September. So yeah, I would probably say.
Yeah, I was going to say Italy. And actually we went when we did, not honeymoon, when we did Safari, we went in end of October, and that I seem to remember that was a very good time
yeah.
to go to South Africa. So if you're into that vibe, then that is actually a good time to go there as well.
Amazing, both good recommendations. Someone separately has said where to go eat or see in Rome or Positano. Have either of you got any recommendations?
God,
for those?
I've been to both a couple of times, but I mean, anyway. I feel in Positano, you go anywhere and everywhere is beautiful and delicious food,
but expensive.
I was going to say, yeah, that's. Yeah. Pretty not my experience, but anyone I know. So yeah. We've definitely, it's quite small, isn't it? So yeah. you've really got yeah. to book your restaurants and everything. In
yeah,
advance.
Yeah.
Rome, I've been to years and years ago. I don't really remember. I've not got any specific recommendations.
No, same again. And there were places at the time probably you had got recommended and then booked and yeah, never yeah. wrote down the name or something.
What about you? You've been
well, yeah. So I would say if you haven't booked accommodation, then yeah, the Hoxton was really good, and then Hotel Eden, which I know you stayed in
there,
as well,
yeah. Yeah.
which is it's not cheap, but it's like really, really lovely. It's right at the top of the Spanish Steps.
Yeah, good
and,
location.
Like, a really nice sort of classic hotel where they've got a really nice sort of rooftop restaurant where you can have your breakfast and look over the city, which is really nice. Mama Shelter as well has just opened there, and that's right
really?
By the Vatican,
yeah, cool.
and it's got a really, really cool rooftop, again just sort of like overlooking the Vatican and sort of seeing Rome from a different perspective, which is really, really cool.
That is cool. Is Mama Shelter is that whole brand like quite affordable?
Yes.
Yeah, that's yeah,
exactly. Yeah, so yeah. No, but they're fun. Like some of them are a bit like cheeky looking and stuff, but some of the rooms, but like generally I think if you're going and yeah. you don't want to spend loads on accommodation, it's they've got everything you need.
I've definitely spoken about this on the podcast before, but we once went to the one in Paris, and in our room they had like a Scooby-Doo mask and like a wolf mask. It was oh so bizarre.
That's not you and Lou's vibe.
Yeah, like
is it?
There's like a massive TV right in front of the bed, which you can then like turn into a video camera. And I was like, this is weird.
Oh yeah, that wasn't oh. the one I went to. Maybe yeah. they've maybe you booked a certain room.
Yeah.
And then restaurants. I've said La Matriciana, which is right in the centre, which is a really, you know, like those proper old school Italians that have been there for decades, and it's all sort of marble, but then
I
they're just
that.
Serving.
Oh,
like,
you know what?
Proper home cooked stuff.
You know that Stanley Tucci series?
Yes.
Yes.
I feel like he went there.
Oh, did he? I haven't seen. I'm basically. I'm
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
going to Italy at the end of August with my friends, and I'm waiting until a little bit before that to watch all of series and get in the zone.
You will love that.
Yeah,
series.
It's so brilliant.
My dad was like obsessed, and I like bought him Taste, you know, just on the cuff. Yeah. He was like, "I'll give it to me for Father's Day," but I was like, "No, just have it now."
Sweet.
You know, he was into it. Oh, and the other place, so Cafe Greco is like tourist trap central, but it's been there for, again, like 100 years. It's like a coffee shop, and they do the most amazing pastries, and you can just sit outside and again look at the Spanish Steps. Again, it's in the middle of, you know, where all the tourists go, and it's, you know, priced accordingly, but it's still, I'd say, one of those things that's still worth doing.
Yeah, if you want a little spot,
there's a really cool area. I think it begins with T.
Trastevere,
sort of south,
which is a bit more, it's like kind of away from the hustle and bustle, and it's got quite a lot of like personality to it, which we really liked. I remember kind of we then explored there, and we had some really nice, found some really nice restaurants. It was way more affordable, and kind of, again, you, somewhere you go and you're like, okay, people obviously like live here,
exactly, like slightly grittier than like some of the bits in the central were. And then for coffee, Sky McAlpine actually gave me this, a personal recommendation. It's Sant Eustachio, which is again right in the center, but amazing coffee. I accidentally picked up a even worse coffee habit going there, because you can just walk in, pay a euro, lean up at the bar, have a shot of espresso, and then leave. But I liked that as a sort of ritual, I suppose.
Oh, nice. It's just part of their culture, isn't it?
We should have that here.
Italian coffee the best in your eyes?
I think it is,
It's really good. I think we've got really good at doing it over here, so we're quite spoiled. But yeah, it was good. It was good.
Because I love an espresso.
Yeah.
And I feel that's just not part of UK culture. And like when you order one to take away, you get it, you still get it in like the massive cup.
Yeah.
And that really annoys me. It's like, just that's not the right cup for my little espresso.
And you don't get the same necessarily that sort of creaminess.
I completely agree. Actually, I think Spain does really, really good coffee as well.
Yeah.
And when you order un café, you just get an espresso. Yeah. That's what it is.
Also, it was a euro. It wasn't. It was like 60p. Yeah. You know, like they just treat it with respect, and it's just a commodity that everyone can have.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it for that. There are quite a few home questions. We've all bought the place we live relatively recently. Someone was saying how to decorate the first home slowly. Which key pieces should you invest in first?
I think sofa and bed are key.
Yeah.
And they're things you know you're going to invest in, and you won't regret investing in them. And that includes a mattress.
Oh my God. No, have to invest in a mattress.
Yeah.
Where did you get your bed and sofa from?
Mattress from M&S. Because we used to have an M&S mattress, and I think it was like the best thing I'd ever slept on. Mm. So I'd just go back there. And our bed is from Button and Sprung. Yeah.
Georgie likes them, doesn't she?
I think she does,
And sofa?
Sofa.com.
And would you rate it? Because we bought a sofa like quite early on, because we just didn't have any furniture like that. And it's really good, but it's like a 60s original. So it's great.
Oh, cool.
But we still need like one that we can properly like use all the time, so it doesn't fall apart.
Think Sofa.com is so good. They've got a really amazing warehouse in like,
is it near Guildford?
No, Lots Road, so like end of the King's Road, just across the river. And I had to go and like sit on them because and if I hadn't, I don't know if I think it's good and important to try them out.
Yeah. I think when everything's called like .com, you just assume you can't go into the warehouse and physically see them.
Go and see them because and you might feel differently.
Yeah, our sofa was also sofa.com. We actually ordered one first. And I mean, literally, we like agonized over this decision for so long. It was ridiculous. Anyway, we then got it and we didn't like the color or the shape. But they have very good money back guarantee.
Oh, great.
I think you've got maybe 2 weeks to decide if it's then not comfortable for you, don't like it, you can then change it.
Oh, that's really good.
That's so good. That's so good.
So we then changed it for a different model and a different colour, and we had that then for 4 years. And then we've actually just now, we got a blue velvet, like navy velvet.
Nice.
And the colour, like our lounge is very much in direct sunlight, and it kind of went a bit purpley. So we've just changed our covers, so the same shape and new covers.
That's nice.
Yeah, so it's not a nice way of kind of temporarily just extending the life of yourself a bit more. But it is 100%. So comfortable. And actually in that showroom, you can get like really big samples of all the fabrics, which you can like lay over the sofa, because
those little tiny squares don't do it.
It looks so different in different lights and when it's expanded. So it's a good place to go and just try them out.
Amazing. Yeah, I think, yeah, sofas and beds are the big... Where are your beds? You said Button and Sprung, Lou?
Mine is Loaf for John Lewis, and the other mattress is John Lewis. Also, those things, the lead time is really long.
Yeah.
So
order it sooner than you think.
Order it sooner. Yeah,
order it right now.
I think we had ages on a blow-up mattress as our sofa for ages. So yeah, think about those things.
Those things, for sure. Definitely. Yeah, the same time you start thinking about like booking your internet in pre-moving in, you need to start like measuring up your
beds. We've also got a couple of the beds from made.com and I really rate them.
I think that the price point is quite hard. Like, mm-hmm. I think you've kind of got your like Loaf and sofa.com and then obviously you've kind of got IKEA, and then there's such a huge jump up to the designer ones that it's finding something in between is very difficult.
Because even so, we got our bed from Habitat, which I'd really recommend.
I was about to say, so we're doing, actually someone is painting our spare room right now and we're buying a bed, and I see one I want to get from Habitat.
Yeah, I would really rate I really rate them.
Very very well priced. But
yeah, exactly. And because Heels, I always think of like Heels and Habitat in the same sort of thing, because they were both, you know, obviously Habitat used to be owned by Jasper Conran, didn't it? So it was all like this thing. But obviously Habitat now is more, it's owned by Sainsbury's and Argos, isn't it? So it's not quite the same. I always think it's the same price as Heels, basically.
No, Heels isn't really expensive.
Heels is really expensive. Nice classic pieces if you've got the money and want something.
But yeah, Habitat's...
Yeah, I would recommend Habitat.
I agree.
This is a good question. So it's a similar vein, but about home style inspo. If this person, the reader, has said, my boyfriend likes traditional, but I don't want anything too stuffy, how do you compromise design?
Really hard. So tricky. We have this a
lot. Do you? Because I can imagine you and Lewis, you're quite similar taste.
Basically, at our kind of extremes, we're very different.
Interesting.
He likes very like mid-century, or like his extreme is like mid-century, uncomfortable. And I just really like to be cozy and comfy. Like, I'm not like shabby chic, but like I'm way more like New York loft style. So, and obviously with interiors, it's really, they're really expensive, a lot of these things. So to find like an equal ground that we're then both happy to invest in has actually been really difficult. We're definitely better at it now, but at the beginning we would just literally, that's kind of the reason we take so long to decide on something, because by the time we'd find something we both liked, I can't be bothered, neither of us really are that fussed about it. So I would say if you are in that scenario, you kind of have to slightly give each other a little thing. So you're like, okay, if you want that, or like pick a room each.
Yeah.
Okay, like you can take control of the lounge, I'm going to do the bedroom. Obviously, you don't want to have like a real mismatch of styles throughout your property. But I think, you can sort of try and find a common ground where you can. And if not, take it in turns.
Yeah, no, that's good advice. What about you, Tor?
Yeah, I agree. And also, I feel this, you know, interiors brands are like, there's just so many of them. There will definitely be, if you do your research, a brand that kind of, you'll find pieces that work for both. Like, even something like Graham and Green, I think is traditional, but also has an edge to it. And like, you can find some really lovely pieces there that might kind of tick boxes for both of you.
Are you and your partner quite aligned?
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, we both got things that the other probably wouldn't have. Like, we've got lots of Muhammad Ali pictures on the wall, which I certainly wouldn't have picked. But just, then equally, we've got other things that he definitely wouldn't have picked. But I think, no, we're both quite good at being like, no, that's yours. So the only thing of his that I've sort of hidden away was a sort of glowing globe that, you know, like just like a normal sort of globe that he's quite attached to, because he was given it, you know, a few years ago by a sister. And I was a bit like, it kind of looks like something that belongs in a geography classroom. So I sort of like hidden that away a little bit. But other than that, no, I think, we both got our own things in, because that's kind of what happens when you merge sort of two small flats into another.
That's making a home, isn't
it? Exactly.
That's, you know, that's...
And we chose all the paint colours together. Okay. So that sort of like unites things. But I think generally speaking, we like mid-century, modernist sort of 60s space age, but also like trying not to make it all look kind of like an antique shop. Mm-hmm. So compromise is key.
Is key.
There we go. Somebody has also said, have you got any dupe ideas for Murano-like drinking glasses style on a budget?
I actually saw some on made.com.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, the kind of like swirly blue ones. Yeah. And they have quite nice like tortoiseshell ones too.
So I was going to say that you actually went in our Sheerlux daily edit about 3 weeks ago, maybe 4 weeks ago, and I ended up buying them as a present for someone, like a moving in present.
But
they were
such
like
a nice present.
The white ones. But they were really, I can't remember how much they were for four, but something like £25 or something.
Too good.
They looked really, really lovely. And again, they look sort of Murano like. And I think, that's definitely a good place to look for.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could sell set an alert on eBay or something.
Exactly, if you really want the proper Murano ones. Yeah. But I just think there's so many, like Habitat again, there's even Sainsbury's I think have done some recently, but there are other, if you're worried about them breaking or something, I think there are quite a few brands out there right now who are doing. Arquette as well, not Murano ones, but they have always got really, really good glasses in there, Arquette, I'd say. Anywhere. They're not necessarily too expensive.
I also, definitely not budget friendly at all, but the Izzy Granger,
oh yeah,
oh my god, they're so, those, I went glasses. To Wild by Tart the other day and she had them in the shop,
the little, bubbly like, ones, they're so nice, but I think the thing about those glasses, you can use them as wine glasses or for cocktails or for water glasses.
So I love wine in a tumbler.
Yeah, me too.
I had a glass of wine in a tumbler last night actually.
We've actually, yeah, we've sort of
makes you feel like I'm actually, it's just water, it's Sunday, it's fine.
Yeah. No, but we had like some sort of nice wine glasses that were my grandma's, but now I'm a bit like, oh, I don't really want to use it. I do want those sort of Cerax style, like little fluty tumbler ones. So much better.
It's good to have a combination.
A bit of both, yeah. If you've got the space. Fashion, Lee, I'm going to look mainly at you for these ones. I quite like this question because this is how I used to feel. I've come round to gold jewellery myself, okay. But someone said, gold jewellery is so on trend, but I suit silver better. How do you make it look current?
I wear gold, but I think I actually do suit silver, but I find it's kind of, yeah, it's hard to find those more on trend chunky pieces.
Yeah.
So I used to be really into silver only. And I remember a couple of years ago, I did a shoot for Missima and I was like picking out the pieces and I picked like all silver and they were like, oh, do you want to try some gold? And I was like, oh, I mean, I'll try it, but it just won't look good on me. And then literally straight after the shoot, I was like, yeah, I'm converted. I'm now a gold person. But I think a lot of those brands like Missima, Astra Miu, Oetenberg, they now do a lot of silver versions of the gold style. So there are like way more chunky chains available and the bracelets. And I think hoops, I always think hoops maybe look a bit better in gold, but definitely there's much more option at those brands now because I think, yeah, I think, was it mixing?
I was going to say it's acceptable to mix metals now, which used to be humongous no-no.
Yeah, I think that's like, maybe that's like a nice way of making it feel, kind of like dipping your toe in it. So yeah, whether you've got like, you know, a thin gold chain, you've got a chunky silver one, I think, yeah, you can really mix things up a little bit more now. I mean, there's no rules. Like I think if you feel way more comfortable in silver, just rock it and be confident with it. Really doesn't matter.
Another one probably for you, Lou. Thoughts on the trend for large logo bags, cool or soon to be passé?
Oh, it's so tricky with logo because they do very much have a moment. So I think if you are a trend-led shopper, then, you know, it's a fun thing to buy. It's a fun thing to rent. I think like rental sites are really good for that type of thing where you kind of know it's going to be a short trend, or, you know, you can buy it and resell it or rent it out yourself. Like they're not a sort of a lifelong investment. Mainly, I think for me, you see them everywhere. Instagram is bad at this, at the kind of, it can really ruin a trend when you suddenly see something everywhere and you're like, oh my God, I just don't love it as much as I used to. It can be a bit oversaturated, but they are very current. Like the, you know, the Prada string bags that are like everywhere.
I saw one on the tube yesterday. This lovely reader has specifically mentioned the Chloe Woody basket bag, which I googled and I haven't seen that many of them around.
And
personally,
I would say that's not a logo bag.
Do you know, because the strap sort of says Chloe all over it,
but I don't, it's
not,
I don't know,
not the most in your face obvious
logo exactly thing.
So that's perhaps a good one to go
actually think investing in a kind of a basket bag like that, it's a really useful thing to have for the summer. And as that extra thing, there's kind of a number of price points, but if you kind of want, it's a good entry into a designer bag. Leather ones have got so expensive.
I think this one was $750 and it was a big basket bag.
I mean, that is so expensive for a basket bag. Like obviously you can get ones for £20, but if you would really like a designer option, they will come around like summer after summer. And if you don't like it, just rent it after.
I was going to say, that's another good idea. Somebody has said, what swimwear to wear to a spa with girlfriends? Is that niche?
Oh, I would say a swimsuit.
Yeah.
I say a swimsuit too, but I also just love a swimsuit. I'm a massive fan of the Hunza G variety. What do you call that? Like crinkle?
It's kind of...
I find that so flattering. Crinkles. It just covers everything that you could ever be worried about and they just fit so nicely.
Yeah.
But perhaps Lou's got some more kind of...
Yeah, I think Hunza G is really good. Cozzy & Co is a really lovely British swimwear brand and they do really comfortable shapes for a variety of shape women as well. Like you can, there's really lovely one shoulder options, kind of not too like, I feel like when you go to a spa in the UK, you don't want to have too much skin exposed or like cut out details or anything like that, or too many kind of straps and strings and ties and stuff like that. So I think you want to feel quite like held in. So yeah, I think Cosy & Co is a really good option and they're really good price point as well.
I also think Oysho does really good.
Yes, I've got one from there from a couple of years ago. Really pretty. Good. Like a good price.
Really good price, yeah.
And Arket, actually. I've got quite a lot of swimwear from Arket.
I can imagine them doing some good stuff.
Yeah, just really like simple silhouettes. Yeah. I've got a really lovely, it's just a black like square neck with a really fine like spaghetti strap. But yeah, I always feel really like comfortable and like modern in it, but not too like look at the swimsuit I'm wearing.
But yeah, that, I guess that's the point, isn't it? That's what you want in a spa. You don't want to be sort of uncomfortable because you're already going to be like potentially in a big old sweaty sauna, so you don't need to contend with sort of cutouts with that. Another fashion question, I think we can all answer this one. Your favorite ever little black dress?
I have one that I bought when I was interning in New York, and it's from H&M, and I think it was like a special collection they had done. It was definitely from the Trend collection, and what is the fabric of it? It's not like you're like classic black dress that it's got no like texture to it. It's got this sort of metallic-y texture. It kind of looks like there's like little eyelashes like coming off it, and it's got a really, it's long sleeve, high neck, but then a really low back, and it's really short. And I wore it to I was going to like a Halloween party, and I think I was some sort of cat or like rabbit or something. But anyway, I remember wearing this really fun black dress, and I kind of like tucked my hair under so it looked like I had a little bob, and I know I had bunny ears on. Anyway, I'm not sure.
So you probably weren't a cat then.
Anyway, I just remember like this dress cost like $29.99, and I felt so like special in it. And yeah, it's kind of always been my favorite.
I love that.
Have you still got it?
Yeah, I've still got it.
Amazing. It sounds great.
And yeah, it still fits kind of 10 years later.
Oh, nice. I love that. I'm really sorry. I don't think I have an LBD.
Oh, I thought you might have one.
I have lots of navy.
Maybe that's
lots of navy.
What, do you just not really like black as a colour? I suppose I haven't really seen you in too much of it.
Yeah, I don't really wear much black, no. Really? And I think for me, like in the winter, if I'm wearing, because for me, I always think black's very quite wintry.
Yeah, it's true.
I've got maybe a couple of like summery dresses, but nothing like special.
I really love a black summer dress.
Me too.
I would more wear black in the summer, like a black dress, than the winter.
For me, summer's like my one chance I can wear some colour.
Yeah.
So I do.
What about you, Heather?
I've got quite a few black dresses, as you can imagine. But no, one I think that sticks out is, weirdly, velvet, but sort of a midi dress that's sort of got really strappy straps and really big slits up. And I wore it. It's not very sexy at all, which sounds sexier than it is. But yeah, I wore it. Last time I wore it properly was when I went to Vegas a few years ago. But it's like, just a proper...
Where's it from?
I think it was from And Other Stories. Okay. Like, I think that them, Arket, COS just all do excellent, well-priced black dresses.
I love it when you find a good high street piece that feels really unique and that then isn't everywhere.
Exactly. I often wear it on top of shirts and stuff in the winter and stuff as well. So you wear it with black tights and shoes. So it's versatile. But yes, that's what I would go for. Okay, somebody has got a fake tan question. Tor, we both said how good you're looking at the moment.
Thanks. I always use the Amanda Harrington tan, but Becky got sent the new Bondi. I actually don't think it is that new. It's a Bondi Sands Express one. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those ones you can like leave it on for like 1 to 3 hours and then wash it off.
Okay.
One is like a light kind of glow and then three is tan. I left it on for like 7 hours.
Oh, wow.
but I was thinking it can't get any darker. Like it's just going to sit there.
Yeah.
I did it on Friday morning and I thought I'd share out in the afternoon, but I was actually really busy. So I didn't do it till like 5 or 6.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm really pleased with it.
It looks really good.
Yeah,
really
I like it. And actually, I have to say, I think I'm a convert.
Ooh. And how was the smell?
No smell.
Really?
I promise you, no smell.
Wow.
Yeah, no smell. And I always get streaks around my ankles. It looks
really good.
It was really seamless.
And is it a mousse or a spray?
A mousse. Okay. I love a mousse. The mitt. And then when I washed it off, I always do a layer of Saint-Tropez Gradual over a tan.
Oh, interesting. So I think I like just brands.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think it just kind of like smooths things out and like gives it like a bit of hydration.
I guess what I said, if you've accidentally missed a little patch, it probably just sort of blends
I feel
in.
Like you can never have too much, because by the time you've had like a shower and done a workout, you always get a bit
of... Your hands look particularly good.
Like, do you think?
Yeah, like I can't see one
There's no, honestly, it's a, yeah. I was so impressed, and it's yeah. really, really affordable.
Polly, I think, swears by Bondi Sands as well.
Yeah, very good.
There we go. Lou, do you ever?
I'm a Bear by Vogue girl. Again, I used to be Amanda Harrington, but I just found there are too many steps, and...
And also, it's really expensive.
It's really expensive, yeah.
Is it good, like, if you've got, like, a proper special occasion coming up, it's worth splashing out.
Yeah, and it is
on.
A lovely colour.
They do, a tanning service. They come to your house within parlour. And I did that for my wedding. And actually, the tan I had for that was amazing. But for just at home, yeah, I'm a Bear by Vogue girl. I just find it, the way it goes on is so easy. And I like to tan in the morning. I can't go to bed with the smell. Even though it smells all right, I don't know, there's just something when I'm sleeping, I'm like, oh my God, I can't sleep with this smell. So yeah, I have to in the morning, and it's really quick and easy. Amazing. Do you ever tan?
No.
Would never. You ever?
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know. I don't have the desire to be tanned, I suppose. I'd probably look better for it, but no, I don't know. I think I'm just scarred by like 90s and, you know, everyone was like orange all the time and had sort of turned up to school with like brown hands and stuff. Well, I haven't got the patience to kind of apply it properly, I don't think.
But I think if you are comfortable with your own skin tone, then that what a dream to not be have to do that is way less hassle.
100%
I'd probably feel more confident on the beach if I did have a bit of a tan, but now I've kind of I'm happy with being a bit pale, so it's all good.
Save yourself quid.
Money and all the rest. And finally, one last question. Someone has asked what the best thing about our jobs are. Tour.
Ooh. Free fake tan. definitely the people. I think that having like left and then come back, I think that's why I think is one of the biggest draws here. 100%, especially the editorial team.
Wink wink.
Yeah, I agree. I think it is a really amazing group of women. I think everyone genuinely is really supportive of each other, and that's such an amazing feeling. And I also think the feedback that we get from our readers is so rewarding. Like we work really hard, and everything we do is for our readers, and there's always a reason behind everything that we do. And I think then when you get that feedback that, you know, someone went to a restaurant that you recommended, or they wore an outfit that they were inspired by something that you said, or, you know, they were built on confidence from an interview that they read, I don't know, anything like that, it really makes it all worthwhile. And to have that kind of such close relationship, I guess, with our readers is I find really rewarding.
I don't think every publication can kind of say they've got that same sort of, you know, people come up to us as well and say hello and thank you.
Yeah,
and
that's
so they like what we do, which I think is really nice. So you'd always get that.
We've got a good group of
what do you think, Heather?
I think the same. And also, like the variety as well. Like the weeks go so quickly because we're all so busy, but then you're not just sort of doing one thing all the time. I mean, even today we've sort of, well, Tor and I, for example, have done some writing. We've had an editorial meeting. We're doing the podcast. And then, there's just so many things going on. You've been doing a shoot, Lou.
It makes the weeks and the days go so quickly.
Yeah. You're never bored, are you?
No, definitely not. Never twiddling your thumbs.
Cool. Well, thanks both for that. Thanks so much for listening. We love hearing from you. If you've got any feedback, please do email us at podcast@sheerlux.com. And please rate, review and subscribe and tell your friends. And we'll see you again next time. Thank you. Goodbye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.